Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners. Well, a Saddlebrook man was arrested this week because he was attacked by his wife. The cops came and said he had too many guns and too much gunpowder in his house.
Yes.
So now he went from being a victim once to a victim twice.
And later on in the show, we're going to go over a learning segment. I'm going to talk about storage of firearms and storage of powder and stuff.
And so. Special limits, too, right? Does every state have its limits, or is it a federal
every
limit?
Every state.
Every state does.
Yes.
And, of course, I'm sure New Jersey has
lower
limits.
That was Winston's cell phone that just rang then. He's got an iPhone S. He's in the studio.
Need to shut the cell phone, Winston. We've told you that.
Put it on silence, please, Win. Thank you. Okay, let's talk a little bit here. Couple of things going on. There's more breaking news coming out about this whole Missouri police shooting and everything. And I don't feel like getting into the whole who said, he said, until all the data is out there, because there's a lot of third, fifth, and eighth party input on it right now, and I'm not the type to do that.
Well, the president doesn't care. I mean, he danced every dance, and all the media really cares about is, did he hug Hillary Clinton? So,
while we're focusing on Robin Williams' tragic suicide, Rome is burning.
Rome is burning, right? Exactly.
And
it's my birthday,
nice.
So we have to have it. You know,
correct. But I will say that Missouri is now celebrating the first annual inner city triathlon since this tragic shooting. Yes, shoot, loot, and scoot. So hopefully next week we'll have
more data
and we can report on this, on what was right and what was wrong and what the deal is there. The Shanine Allen case has gone national, actually international. And a lot of money was raised for her legal fees. A lot of people coming to her defense. We're even reading stories, which is incredible. Phil Derringer from Oklahoma wrote, "Anthony, concerning the young woman's arrest, what is the prosecutor's prior record on prosecuting possessions of firearms when it involved true felons? No one has brought this up. Thanks, Phil Derringer in Oklahoma." Phil is a Derringer. You're one of the fifth most dangerous things, Phil.
How do you live with yourself?
Seriously, does Rolling Stone know that you exist?
Unbelievable.
A Derringer is the fifth most dangerous weapon
in the house.
Well, Phil, actually, Knappen and his legal team are researching that. But one of the things the prosecutor, very high-profile case, was an article was published in USA Today magazine. Ray Rice.
USA Today.
Yep. The headline was, "Carrying a gun way worse than beating your wife."
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ray Rice beat his wife out. Okay, down and out in an elevator, and dragged her out of the elevator to the room. And the same prosecutor gave him pretrial intervention.
Same judge, too.
Same judge. Yeah. And he was given, he was suspended for
beat
two games.
Beat the snot out of this
correct.
Woman, too. Beat and the it, snot. It was on camera.
Yes, I got to see the video. We all saw
like
the video.
Like a rag doll.
Correct. Knocked her right out. And so he got 2 weeks, and now we have a woman with no criminal intent. Now it's beyond that now. People are saying Christie could pardon her. He can't. It's not at that point right now.
Right.
If she's convicted.
She has to go to jail first.
Correct.
And have her life ruined.
Well, of course. Of course. Well, her life is being ruined right now, for being honest. But, you know, it's funny how USA Today is talking about us. And, Jose, who owns Philadelphia Firearms Training, Jose Morales, who does the back-end podcast stuff for us, he wrote, "As a gesture of brotherly love, Philly Firearms Academy would like to offer Shanine Allen a complimentary slot in any of our upcoming NRA-certified classes, which also assists in the PA carry license and discusses the laws." See, now, in my school, and Jose is a student of Gun for Hire, and he started his school after that, we teach the reciprocity rules and laws. I'd like to know who the instructor was that gave her, this poor woman, her carry permit.
Right.
Because he should have advised her that she couldn't leave that state and what state she could go to with her Pennsylvania carry permit. So somebody is really screwed up. Maybe she wasn't paying attention during the class. Maybe. I don't know.
You don't know.
Hopefully the instructor wasn't one of these. There are a few instructors in the Delaware Valley area of Pennsylvania
where
they do.
What do you used to call those diner certificates?
Diner certifications. I heard stories of one instructor doing 100 people in a class in an hour.
Oh,
for carry permits.
I know who you're talking about.
Yes, of course you know. The doc.
Yep.
But anyway, you know, if you didn't cover everything or didn't cover the laws, you set somebody up for a situation like this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, her nativity, she was so naive, it scares me. Was she not taught properly or did she not pay attention? You know, was it just a rubber stamp class or something like that? So when you're going to go for your carry permit, resident, non-resident, reciprocal or whatever, please make sure you go to a reputable person. Please make sure you go to people who are doing the right thing.
Right.
I have a public service announcement, by the way. Jose's website is phillyguntraining.com. Check him out.
And
he's
a
great
guy.
And if
you go there, Jose said that if you go there and just visit him and mention Gun for Hire Radio, he's giving out a free T-shirt to everybody who comes in.
I don't think so. Strike that from the record.
offering. And I think he's giving, 50 or 60% off every course.
Email Jose at phillyguntraining.com. Tell him Sandy sent you. The last thing I want to talk about.
Well, he's responsible for the server crash. So
he's not actually.
No, he's not.
We are happy to announce.
We have too many listeners.
Yes, unbelievable. The server bloated up again, and now we've made the full move over to this company called Blurberry, believe it or not. We are happy to announce that we have successfully completed the migration of our shows to a high-speed hosting service that has allowed us to make available to every single one of our delicious and nutritious episodes and blazingly fast speeds. The transition should be transparent, and everyone is encouraged to continue downloading their shows as before with subscribing through iTunes or other preferred method. If any issues are encountered, listeners are encouraged to unsubscribe and immediately resubscribe through iTunes or whatever they have.
Yeah, it resets something, right?
Yeah, it resets the search thing. But all 168 shows are now available. We used to have the top, the first 50 were no longer there.
Yeah.
They're all there now. Hat tip to Gail Pepin, okay?
Who the hell would want to go back and listen to 168 episodes?
You know, I saw the wall on the server, and I was thinking about going back to listen to number one. It's been, 4 years.
Oh, God, yeah. We had different theme music and everything.
Yeah, I just want to see it. You know, I want to get back into Shanine Allen real quick. This was in the Atlantic City Press. They talk about a Philadelphia woman who brought her gun into New Jersey will go on trial under the state's gun laws. The fact that Shanine is 27-year-old mother of two with no criminal history and she had a Pennsylvania permit to carry a weapon is some people calling this a miscarriage of justice. It's not. Not yet anyway. And this is how the system works. During the traffic stop, she told a state trooper, we all know this, okay? New Jersey prohibits people from carrying concealed weapons without a permit, and New Jersey doesn't recognize permits from other states. But the case is going to go on trial with Judge Donio, I think his name is. This is the one that told Knapp and was ridiculous. But the judge and jury will decide Allen's ultimate fate. And if the initial reports about the case are borne out, we certainly don't think Allen belongs in jail. But under a 2008 State Graves Act, which was originally intended to crack down on gangs, Allen will face a mandatory sentence of 3 years in prison if she's found guilty. That's the problem with mandatory sentencing laws. They are popular with legislators who want to be seen as tough on crime, but they don't allow for judicial discretion in unusual cases. Now, this came from a good listener to ours, Jim Stabile, and he talks about a lot of this stuff. But here's the problem, Jim, is our liberal judges have been letting people out too soon all the time, and that's why they put minimum mandatory sentencing. But you're right, it kills that judicial discretion. The problem is most judges have been using discretion to let shitbags out constantly.
Right.
And yes, it is backfiring. We talk about the Graves Act in New Jersey all the time. No criminal intent. What really is an injustice is the prosecutor who lets a guy like Ray Rice free did not allow her pretrial intervention.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
they've made no bones about bringing this out in the open. They want to make They want to make a poster child out of her.
Correct.
They want to use her as an example. So they're willing to ruin the life of a woman and her family to further their political agenda. And that piece of garbage from, I don't know, something, it used to be No Guns for New Jersey guy. But I'm not even going to mention his name because he can't spell it correctly. But that idiot was quoted by saying that is exactly what they're looking for.
Correct. He said that that's exactly him and also the director of the New Jersey division.
Yes, yes.
I wrote about that. I mean, you talk about a real low life.
Yeah,
she said that.
She said the same thing.
That
we're using this for that particular purpose because it would make New Jersey safer.
Safer. Correct. New Jersey safer now.
Much safer now because Shanine Allen is behind bars.
Yeah, and it's going to cost us $100,000 a year to incarcerate her.
Mm-hmm.
Her family is going to be, her kids are going to become wards of the state. She's no longer paying taxes. So really, it's going to cost a few $100,000 to try this case on both sides. Us taxpayers are going to be paying for both sides.
Both sides, yeah, sure.
Think about this. This is like $1 million, $2 million thing here. Mm-hmm. I said it before. Give her pretrial intervention. And tax her like they would a rock star or something. Say, you know what? You're going to pay us $1,000 a year for the next 10 years.
Give her the Ray Rice deal.
Yeah,
you know.
That's all. Yeah, they could have banned her from playing two games.
Yeah, right. Exactly right. Yeah. You can't go to work for 2 days.
We talked about it, though. Yeah. You know, she's a phlebotomist.
A phlebotomist. Yeah.
Phlebotomist. We could have just said, you're going to do charity work at a blood bank for 10 weekends in a row.
Go to an AIDS clinic, draw some blood. Yeah,
correct.
That's
correct.
It.
Whatever.
Right.
But no.
Or the state trooper could have exercised some freaking judgment.
No, I'm going to have to disagree with you.
Really?
You know, with cameras and everything. If she had left him and then she was involved in a shooting 5 miles away in New Jersey, she would have said, Officer Berardi pulled me over and he let me go. This guy would lose his job and his career. It's not like it was years ago, Sandy. Yeah, I'm going to side with the cop. He had to do his job.
Yeah, I guess.
He has a lot to lose.
I guess.
It really comes up to judicial and prosecutorial discretion and how they interpret the law and how they want to apply the law. And they talked on there's a special on NRA News. They talked to the last Atlantic County prosecutor, who's a pro-gun prosecutor, and he said, you know, he would have offered a pretrial intervention.
Right off the bat.
Yep, right off the bat. He would have said this.
Which is what it should have
case.
Done, because he said this happens a great deal.
Correct.
This prosecutor literally said, this will teach Pennsylvania carry holders not to come
Correct.
In this state.
Oh, this just in. Phil Derringer from Oklahoma just emailed me. He's changing his name to Phil Airsoft.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
now he's not
better.
One of the five
He's not one of the
things.
Derringers, yeah. How do you get on and off planes, I wonder,
Correct,
Phil?
With a name like Derringer. Yeah. Oh, we have a Derringer on the plane. I love it. I love it. Listen,
this poor guy.
I just went through some stuff in the judicial system.
Yes,
and, when everything is, the smoke is cleared, I'll be talking more about it. But our system's weird, man.
It's totally weird.
Our system's weird. I was the plaintiff, by the way.
It is so upside. Yes, right.
I was not the defendant. Yes. I was the plaintiff.
It is so upside down.
I tell you, it's crazy out there. The way the system works, it's backwards. It really is. And we're going to talk about judges and everything later. But Shanine Allen still needs help. And if you go on to GoFundMe.com and then just put Shanine, S-H-A-N-E-E-N, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Knappen, and everybody is, you know, coming to her defense. And, you know, Knappen feels good about this case. We're hoping that, you know, maybe some jury nullification takes effect. And basically what that is the jury says that this law is not being applied properly and they can find her not guilty of it.
We're one of the very few states that allows that.
Yes.
Probably because we have some of the dumbest judicial. Maybe it's just really needed here. You know, no, Judge, I'm sorry. You can't do that. It's not a law.
I have a hard time finding how 12 people could convict her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've seen the tactics, right? The judge excludes a lot of the testimony
and evidence.
And evidence. They're told they can't weigh into certain things.
Correct.
You know, so they play the games. And when they've got an agenda, and they've got an agenda, we're coming back.
Taking back what God's hours.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And you can get your Lipstick Bodyguard at the beautiful Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range or at lipstickbodyguard.com. Everybody's going to school, and if you've got a daughter going to college, there are some real serious statistics we talk about here on the show all the time. All the crimes are not reported to you, the parents, but your daughter's got a pretty good chance of being assaulted.
And the SAW group, the Second Amendment Women's Group, just had a self-defense class here, ladies only, this week, which
Very
was a
nice.
Huge success. And they're going to be setting up a ladies only mace lipstick bodyguard
Very
class
nice.
Within the next few weeks, by the way. If you may have noticed, Gun for Hire and Woodland Park Range, we have a new website up. Stop on, take a look. We have a ton of new classes listed as well. If you do not know Dr. Eric Waldorf, I want to know why not, okay? Mm. One of our great sponsors, Waldorf Chiropractic, WaldorfChiro.com in Bridgewater, New Jersey. He can improve your shooting. He can ease your pain. He's an unbelievable supporter of the Second Amendment and Gun for Hire Radio. His clinic and office is in Bridgewater, New Jersey. If you or anyone you know lives within a 30-mile radius, go in and see him. If not, refer him to friends and family. His Facebook page is Waldorf Chiropractic. I gave you his web address already. If you can't make it there, just send him an email and thank him for his support. He also published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. So please support those who support us.
You know, I was on my way into the studio today, and as I was parking in the back lot, I saw something that kind of made me smile a little bit. We talk about this all the time. This being New Jersey, this is for the rest of you guys out there in Freedom Land. There was a customer who was coming in who had some handguns, and he had them in an old, dilapidated Craftsman toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his old aluminum kind of looking
nice.
Toolbox.
Great gun nice. Case.
Yep, with a lock on it and everything else. We have to disguise our firearms in this state.
If his bag said Smith & Wesson on it, then the police have the right to search that bag. They have probable cause.
Automatic.
Knappen talks about that all the time. We teach in our classes that the best gun bag says Husky or Craftsman or something on it, you know, or Workforce. Last night, a lawyer, Scott, came in, Gunfire alumni, 20 years now, and he had a red Husky bag for his gun case. And he goes, yeah, I learned it from you guys, Gunfire Radio, which is beautiful. Now, a lot of you who are members of the ANJRPC, Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs, you get once a month, you get the newsletter that comes out. Last year, for the end-of-year edition, Christmas end-of-year edition, Evan Knappen and I put a get-out-of-jail card
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, it was really cool.
My card had the transportation laws, and Knappen's had his sack, silent, do not consent to a search, et cetera, et cetera. This year, we are going to have a bag tag, a range
How cool.
bag tag dropped in. And the bag tag is going to be two-sided, and on both sides it's going to say, I do not consent to the search of this bag.
I love it.
And it's going to have the Fourth Amendment on it, and the strap is going to say Fourth Amendment protected. And the only way to get one is if you're a member of the ANJRPC right now. After you get it in your issue, we will have them for sale for a couple of bucks at the range. But Evan Knappen basically says what happens is if you're in a car and somebody else is driving and they consent to a search, your bag is not part of that consent.
Wow.
Because
it's labeled.
And it's labeled.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you're going to need them for your long gun cases. You're going to need them for your handgun cases. It doesn't yell gun on it anywhere. It just says, I do not consent to a search of this bag. We didn't want it to be attractive as
right.
a gun thing.
Right.
Okay. And you can actually have it, you can tuck it into the side of your bag, so if you lift the strap up, it pops out.
And it's on there.
Exactly. And that's something him and I have been working on for a couple of months, and we wanted to get it down.
That's sweet.
Wait till you see it. It's good. We're always trying to stay ahead. Now, let's talk about federal judges again. I'm really pissed off. Maryland, who's been getting beat up like us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A Maryland judge and a U.S. federal judge, Catherine C. Blake, released a lengthy opinion, okay, which essentially says guns regulated by Maryland last year, including the AR-15 and AK-style rifle, along with other magazine-fed semi-autos, fall outside Second Amendment protections, calling them dangerous and unusual arms, okay? The opinion comes
the
in
most
a case...
common...
Correct.
...civilian hunting firearm... sold in America today is dangerous, and
when our Second Amendment was written, muskets were assault weapons.
Yes.
Okay. Compared to a club.
Yes. Compared to a club. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So the opinion was brought up by the Associated Gun Clubs of Maryland, like our ANJRPC, Maryland Licensed Firearms Dealers, Maryland State Rifle and Pistol Association, and the National Shooting Sports Foundation. They were challenging the constitutionality of Maryland's new law. Among her arguments, Judge Blake wrote that, quote, the court was not persuaded that assault weapons are commonly possessed based on the absolute number of those weapons owned by the public.
They're playing with statistics here.
Yep. Blake went on to write that even accepting the 8.2 million, quote, assault weapons in civilian hands, they represented no more than 3% of the concurrent civilian gun stock with ownership, highly concentrated in less than 1% of the U.S. population. Okay.
Well, you know, I just for a second, I hate that term. It's a made-up term, assault weapon.
Mm-hmm.
There really is no such thing as an assault weapon. There's an assault rifle, but the anti-gun crowd made that up. How long ago was that, Ant, that they made up that assault weapon term? It was back...
In the 90s. Early 90s.
During the Florio administration
here in New Jersey.
About
24 years now.
Yeah, where they just came up and started calling it.
Correct.
And here it is. It's carried forward the way till here.
So now what does this say about Heller and McDonald with this federal judge? By the way, that judge was a Clinton appointee.
Oh, gee, that's shock.
Okay. And another news brief, just to show you that I'm both sides of the party aisle, like Winston Churchill was. George Bush Jr. just got it about the joke about his last name. He just got it. He just got the joke. But let's talk a little bit about judges. And now that was a federal judge. This Catherine was a federal judge. And we talk about judges in New Jersey. Last week I said that most judges, you know, it's like the Peter principle. Like you're a lawyer making $60,000 a year, and now you become a judge making $160,000. And Jules, a constant write-in guy from Gun for Hire, and he's a member of the range, he made a good point. He wrote, Anthony, I would like to add to your comments about the judges in New Jersey. Judges of the New Jersey Superior Court are appointed by the governor and confirmed by the state Senate for initial terms of 7 years. This is Superior Court. If you check New Jersey elect reports, you will find that many of these judges were politically active, and either they or family members donated to one party or the other. So in addition to the fact that I want to hit this when we come back from the top. OK,
absolutely. Sure.
All right. Thank you. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge.
When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
So, Jules, this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com in Montville, New Jersey, Ron Sousa and Luna's place. Let me tell you something. I roped Ron really good donating his place for a bunch of stuff. But there's going to be some great events up there. If you're not a part of the Second Amendment women's group, you should be. Visit their page or Facebook page. So there's going to be some good fundraisers and everything up there, and we're going to get to check out that 70-person meeting room. Like I said, I will be there meeting and greeting. Maybe we'll go get something to eat afterwards or whatever.
Nice.
I can eat like 4 ounces of food, so I'm good. So
you're a cheap date.
MontvilleOffice.com, Montville Executive Suites on Facebook. The same thing for as little as $59 a month. You can have a professional presence. If you don't need it, tell one of your semi-loser friends that they need it, okay? Say, buddy, get your wallpaper samples and all your shit out of your mother's kitchen.
Unique.
You're 52 years old. Go check out MontvilleOffice.com.
Yeah. Right. First wash the Cheetos off your hands. And...
Anyway. So Jules DiGiulio goes on to say, so in addition to the fact that judge wannabes may not be the high earners that we might imagine, there are other considerations for becoming a judge, and these are the things I didn't think about. If reappointed before the expiration of the initial 7-year term, the judge is said to have tenure and can serve until the mandatory judicial retirement age of 70.
Oh, very nice.
But listen to this. Many lawyers really try hard to become judges before reaching the age of 60 so that they will have 10 years in the judicial retirement system.
Oh, God.
That would really benefit the lawyers who, rather than funding their own 401ks, were funding political campaigns. All it takes is 10 years to become vested in the state JRS. Judges can participate in the state health insurance plan rather than bear the cost of their own private plan.
Nice.
There are lucrative survivor benefits for judges that die while on the bench also. regards, Jules. So there is a reason why.
Yeah.
Now, the judge I had in the case was an elderly judge, so he probably did something like that. He probably had a successful law firm, and then let me take it easy the next 10 years. Yeah. And, you know,
which is fine, because he's, yeah, you know, he had a successful law
correct.
Firm.
Correct. But when you see a young judge on the bench, beware.
Yeah.
The other thing Jules said is that we should have a wall here called Shooting for the Stars, where all the famous people that come in here are on it. Jules, the reason we don't do that is a lot of them don't want to be in the limelight.
Exactly.
So we don't do it.
And there are a lot of them here.
Yeah, we have a lot being so close to Manhattan and having the nicest place. So, you know.
The football stadium right up the
correct.
Street. And yeah.
So, you know, we don't want to really advertise that.
No,
but
when
I
they're
appreciate
here, I mean,
it.
You know, you got to understand these guys are constantly bothered all the time. You want to give them a safe haven, and here they do feel safe. You know, you just break in their chops the same as everybody else, and for a change,
correct.
They get to be treated like regular human beings.
So let me tell you something. We talked before. Are we on segment 7 or 8 now? Three, right?
Yeah,
three?
You just threw me there.
Gotcha.
That's nice. Thanks.
So listen, August 9th, this guy in Saddlebrook, he's 65 years old, Robert Linter, and he's in a walker, and his wife stabs him in the neck in a domestic dispute. And
happens to a lot of us.
He calls the police. The police come. Now, the initial reports were that he had 300 pounds of black powder. Now I've heard it's less than 50 pounds, and we're going to discuss this a little later.
The newspaper, you know, never gets it wrong.
Yeah, and I saw some of the video and still photos, and I really didn't see 300 pounds of black powder. But here's what happens. This guy has been an avid collector for years, and he had over 200 guns, which to me is not excessive.
Not excessive at all.
But he had, and they wrote, the press writes, he had 5 large vaults in his house. They're called safes.
Yeah.
Okay?
Which is responsible.
Yeah. A vault is something you walk into.
Right.
A safe is something you open and put articles in.
Yeah.
All right. I looked it up.
Yeah.
All right. So he had 5 vaults in his house, like 5 bank vaults. This is how they're portraying this guy, right?
Like a lunatic, because he had 200 guns.
Correct. So he owns this cachet of firearms. I love the words that they use. They just want to drum up the drama, right?
Of course.
So now, he had guns from all errors, and he had all kinds of powder. He was a reloader. He's a collector. This is a guy. Now, they charge him with creating a risk of widespread injury or damage, all right? I would imagine that the powders were probably locked up or in a basement or in a safe or something. Oh, excuse me, the vault.
The vault.
Now,
vaults, plural.
Here's a guy that's an avid collector, and he's not a criminal. None of his guns went out and did anything wrong.
Correct.
But he's being made the villain.
Yeah. The guy
in
the walker,
situation.
You mean. Yeah.
Correct. Now, his wife was charged with second-degree aggravated assault and illegal possession of a weapon, a knife, and she was released after posting $75,000 bail.
But this poor slob gets arrested the same night.
Yeah.
After
now,
he was treated for the stab wound.
They only charged him with they gave him a $2,500 charge, which he posted and released. The chief said Linter had exceeded the legal limit for gunpowder possession, which is 30 pounds. We're going to talk about that later. A man other than Linter who answered the door at his house on Saturday had no comment, and they have to appear in court, et cetera, but for you collectors out there, they put his guns in plastic drums.
Drums?
Handguns, rifles, everything.
Just
piled
them
in.
Like garbage cans.
And threw them out. Walked them out of the house. Threw them in and walked them out of the house. So I hope he didn't have anything nice there, but
And you know he had to have. I mean, he's a collector, so he had to have really good. Imagine all your Wilson Combats being thrown into a drum.
So black powder will blow up, but smokeless powder normally won't. It burns really fast. The state law for legal and borderline guns consent powder limits explosive and fireworks act is 12:190-10.3. Black powder not exceeding 50 pounds may be stored in a residence. Black powder not exceeding 5 pounds stored in a residence shall be approved by USDOT shipping containers. That's in the container it's in. But so let's say you had more than 50 pounds, which is easy to do if you reload because you have all different types of powders and stuff. Part of my learning here, and I'm going to talk a little more because Lou Knappen is representing this guy. Let's talk about this first. Lou Knappen went to court this morning, and attorney argues Saddlebrook gun collector is a victim, not a criminal. Okay. And so the Knappen firm is on this one, too. Again, that's why they are the best in the state of New Jersey if you're going to have a problem with guns. But Mr. Linter did right. He did not consent to a search. So they got a search warrant from a judge, and they came in with the fire department with the jaws of life, and they broke all five of his gun safes open and got almost 200 guns out of
there. Who's paying for those five safes?
Now, he was the one that was the victim in the domestic dispute.
Yes.
And he's really going to get a spanking now. And Lou Nappin said he's an avid firearms collector, that was evident by what was allegedly taken by the guns, you know. But so Nappin is going to be on this case and defend this guy. And, you know, he should have been protected under his Fourth Amendment rights. And it should not have been held against him because he remained silent while he was waiting for legal counsel. When we come back, some learning.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Yes, we are.
No shit. Okay, so let's talk about some learning. One thing that scares me about Mr. Linter, as a collector with over 200 guns, very easy to get caught into a jam if you have something that is a suspect legality.
Okay? Yeah, right.
Like with all of those
especially
guns.
Especially in this state, right?
Yeah, with all of those guns, there's a chance he may have an M1 carbine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a Marlin.
Yeah, but it's something that holds over 15 rounds in its tubular magazine. I hear people all the time taking chances, and they ask me questions, and I tell them, get rid of it, put it at a friend's house in Pennsylvania or something. Right. It's locked in my safe in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Nappin talks all the time.
Jaws
house
of life.
Fires, break-ins.
Sure.
Domestic happens. Your kids move back into the house in their 30s, God forbid, and one has a fight with his wife, and they call the cops, and you're away for the weekend, and the cops come in and search the whole place, and all of a sudden there's a warrant for your arrest because you possess an M1 carbine that you took a chance for. So this is part of my learning segment here. You have to be careful.
Look at what happened with when we went through the home invasion in my house. They right away knew that there were firearms in the house without me telling them.
Correct.
They
look in your fold, your firearms
right
ID cards, and your permit to purchase are there.
Right. So when I got there, a lot of the safes were pried out of the wall with my own crowbar, thank you very much, and mostly half open. And the detective sat right there while I opened each in it because she said, open them up and make sure everything is there. I said, it's obvious that everything is there because they haven't been opened.
Correct.
Open them up and make sure that everything is there. That's exactly what he's doing. So I opened up all the safes, and I don't have anything. But.
So what if you have that novelty stun gun that you bought at a gun show in PA?
Yeah.
Or those novelty brass knuckles that you bought.
Or a slingshot.
Or a slingshot, or a dirk, or a dagger, you know, a two-sided knife or something in your safe. You got to clean all of that stuff out, all right?
Yeah.
So this is part of my learning. The other thing is the law for black powder is 50 pounds. If you're an avid reloader or collector, what you might want to do is print out those statutes and laws and laminate them and keep them near the bench, you know?
Yeah, right.
It also helps, God forbid, if something should happen to you and your family is stuck, you know, dispersing with all your stuff if you should pass unexpectedly, at least they'll have an idea.
Which some of us will.
Yeah. And you know, some of us will. And the other thing is maybe list all of your guns on an Excel spreadsheet, print it out, and what the approximate value is or whatever, you know, and keep it locked up maybe in a safe deposit box or something. But you know the laws, know how everything should be properly stored. This is very, very important. Now, he didn't consent to a search, and they got a search warrant. Now, Nappin's firm is representing him, but if he had my card and Knappen's card in his wallet. He could have got Knappen on the phone
right
at 10 o'clock at night, and the cops would have got on the phone, and Knappen would have told him what he should do and what he shouldn't do
right
at that moment, you know. And it's a shame, but over 200 guns, I'm very afraid that something is going to have a bayonet lug, or something is going to have a flash suppressor, or something is going to be construed as being borderline, and then that's going to become the real issue now. And then when he gets these guns back, do you know the condition they're going to be in? They're just all in 55 plastic drums.
Because he can hold them
drums.
For like a year, right?
This might be 3, 4, 5 years.
Oh.
You know, and they could come back rusty and scratched. And, you know, the guys in the evidence room are going to be pulling them out and, you know, looking at them.
Of course.
So
it's happening already. This is Saddlebrook Police, a little tiny town.
And you know what happens, Sandy, after the gunpowder shortages and after the ammo shortages? I know people now are hoarding because you can find stuff and they're hoarding it. And they're buying 10 pounds, 20 pounds of powder at a time.
Is there anything in the statutes there about actual ammunition?
No, there is nothing for ammunition.
So it's just powder, raw powder. But what if does that 30-pound limit?
It's 50-pound.
Oh, 50 pounds. Yeah. Now, let's just say someone had, I don't know, 7,000, 8,000 rounds or something like that.
There's no law against that, but the press will say you had an arsenal.
Oh.
Okay? In your vault.
In your vault.
Unbelievable, man. Yeah. Mike Karras for the Star Ledger. Unbelievable.
Well, because they're idiots.
Yes, but you really need to go through your house and find anything. You know, maybe you bought that novelty switchblade or, you know, stiletto. And you want to keep it, and you like to show it to your friends and brag. It really could, you know, Knappen talks about all the time how people every day come into his office and go, I can't believe this is happening to me.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm in this position. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm 50 years old, and now all of a sudden I'm facing, you know,
never
mandatory sentencing.
Never had a traffic ticket now. All of a sudden now I've got mandatory sentencing.
So shit happens. You know, this guy got stabbed, called his wife, called the police. His wife stabbed him in the neck, and
he called an ambulance.
Yes. Now he's in big
trouble. He just called an ambulance. He didn't even call the cops.
Correct. Unbelievable.
All he wanted to do was stop the bleeding, and they just opened another vein for him.
Yeah, I just found out that he did have some borderline stuff in his possession.
Not good.
So you're going to be reading more. I just got it. I was waiting for a text from someone.
From someone, yeah.
Yeah, and that's going to be a big issue. They're inventorying and going through all 200 firearms now, and then they're going to come up with and they're going to crucify this guy. This guy's never going to get anything back now.
No.
He lost his whole stuff. So is it worth taking that chance? If you own 200 guns and you have one or two that aren't good, get rid of them. I know you want to keep them. Find a friend, keep it in their house in Pennsylvania. Put it somewhere where it's legal. Don't keep it with your legal guns in the state of New Jersey.
Right.
Ammo, et cetera. I can't stress this enough. Everybody that's listening to the show should take an hour of their time to go through their stuff. If you live in a communist state like New Jersey or New York or something, and I know we've all been pushing the envelope, and I'm one of the I will not comply guys and everything. But I'll have more stories to share with you in the future, some personal stuff that happened to me, but I can't right now. But I am so glad that my home is squeaky clean.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And I love my toys.
Right.
But my home is squeaky clean. Now, my business is a little different. I have FFL. Yeah. We applied for a class 3, so I can have some stuff here in my book that's borderline, and we can possess it as a federal firearms dealer. But you can't do that at home. So please go through everything that you have. This is my learning segment. It's actually a help segment. Make sure you have Knappen's card in your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't consent to a search. Use your Fourth Amendment, like we're going to make those range bag tags for everybody in the next 2 months. And, you know, they're going to bring the jaws of life in. They might not have brought the jaws of life in if they got the attorney on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if an attorney was involved. Like, why do you need to take... If you're removing her, if she created the domestic violence, if you're removing her from the house, why did you have to remove the guns?
Right.
All right? Why couldn't he stay there with his guns?
And I don't understand how they even found these things. How did they find the...
She might have said something.
Oh.
She might have turned him in. You see how it backfires? I don't know all the results yet. I haven't talked to Lou or Evan Knappen yet, but she might have said, he has machine guns, he has switchblades, he collects this, he's
got
a ton
of
powder.
Millions of them.
Exactly. Yeah. In his vaults.
In his vaults.
Okay?
Yeah.
In his vault.
You better get the jaws of life.
Correct. So this is what happens, guys and girls.
And they have to destroy the man's property in order to get there. He could have easily opened it up with a search warrant.
He did. Even with the search warrant, he refused.
That kind of guy.
but look what happened.
Yeah,
now.
I know, right?
You know, and I think there's a violation of his Fourth Amendment rights, and that's what Lou Nappin has been arguing in court. And we'll obviously get more from Lou and Evan as this progresses.
No, I know you're not a lawyer, but you know this stuff. What if he violated? What if they did violate his Fourth Amendment rights? I mean, and they did find some questionable hardware. Would that now be thrown out? Could they?
I don't know. That's a good question for Nappin.
Mm.
I don't know. Any other lawyers out there, let me know. But who knows at this point? But the press made such a thing of this. And then they were interviewing neighbors. Oh, I don't feel safe. I didn't know he had all of that stuff next to me. Seriously, man. I mean, but that's what happens with this whole hoplophobic thing.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You know, everybody's afraid. And, you know, the media makes it out. Again, 5 gun vaults. And he had an arsenal. And he had this and explosives, you know. Listen, there was a time where I had about 100 pounds of powder. I used to own a house in West Milford, and I had 2 Dillon XL650s, and I used to reload, and I used to reload on single-stage presses, rifle ammo and stuff, and I had about 100 pounds of powder at one time. Luckily, I loaded it all and shot it downrange. It's all gone now, but... You know,
sometimes, especially like you brought out, is the fact that we can't get powder.
We hoard it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go to Pennsylvania and somebody's got the red dot that you want,
and it's
5 pound cans, and the guy gives you no limit. You buy 10.
Right.
You know, now you got 50 pounds right there.
Right.
And you have half a pound of bullseye powder at home. Now you're exceeded the limit.
Yeah, you exceeded the legal limit.
get reloading.
Easy to do.
Get cracking. Start pulling that handle, baby.
Yeah.
So these are the things I want everybody to, again, I'm just going to reiterate one more time. I want everybody to make sure they have a card for Nappin in their wallet, live in New Jersey, other states, if you live in PA, Joshua Prince or anybody else, and just go through your house and find all of your novelty stuff or anything like that, and it's time to do a little late summer cleaning.
Yeah.
And again, one day you're bragging to your wife, click, 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 look, I got this switchblade. 2 weeks later, he has a switchblade. It's in his top desk drawer, okay? And then you hear... the cuffs going on you,
right.
And now you're being charged, and now you're calling down to Eatontown to Nappin's office, and you're paying a retainer, and you got a lawyer telling you it's going to cost between $5,000 and $30,000 to get this case overturned, blah, 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 blah. Who needs this shit?
Right.
Okay?
And you lost all your guns forever.
Yes. If you have a question of if a gun is illegal or not, you know, get professional help. I can help you guys out there, too, if you want. You can send me an email. Don't even send it an email. If you could just come to the range and talk to me.
Right.
When you come to the range, show support. Buy some I Will Not Comply stickers, T-shirts, and magnets.
Nice biatches. Magnets, too. They go right on the back of the car, and they don't leave a spot.
The car.
We're coming right back after this word from Lipstick Bodyguard.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a Lipstick Bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And we're back. And Anthony is playing catch with Winston.
Come on, man. Does it all have to be a job?
I know. It's unfortunately.
Does it all have to be a job?
It does.
Couple of things. Some of you may have noticed that we have a new website now. I talked about it in the beginning. Well, on the new website, we have new classes listed. And a Marcus Max's ballistic class, Ballistics 101, where he's going to teach you what your firearm does when you're shooting past 100 yards, 50 yards, et cetera, et cetera.
Nice.
It's classroom only. It's going to help you pick scopes because that's still something I don't know how to do, to be honest with you. I just say, Charlie or Jimmy, what scope should I put on this?
Yeah, I do the same.
Right? And then they're like, well, do you want to spend between $300 or $30,000?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, $250,
maybe,
yeah.
You
know.
A little less than the $30,000.
You know, so Marcus is doing this class, and he has one date in October and one in November already, and we already are half full in the October class already.
Wow.
And all I did was post it on social media. We didn't
do
a mass email for it yet.
Yeah.
So that class is going to be killer, killer, killer. Ballistics 101. So if you're interested, go on and check out the course description and sign up for it. But these two classes I'm equally as excited for. We have a doctor, a forensic psychiatrist, Dr. Gianni Pirelli. And he's got two classes. These are really interesting. The first one is September 23rd. It's Psychology and Firearms is the title of the class. And then the next one is called Psychology for Law Enforcement and Corrections.
Oh, wow.
If anybody is interested in being in law enforcement, or they already are, you need this class. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay? There may be some good tips in there. You know, the doctor talks about it all the time, about like if you're in the law enforcement business and you're not feeling mentally stable, you have to use a proper choice of words when you go to your superiors and describe it, because you could end up out of a job.
Oh, man.
Okay, so it's called Psychology for Law Enforcement and Corrections.
That's, I guess,
September
that would apply,
30th.
Too, if you're ever in a situation like our friend here in Saddlebrook.
Correct.
And
well, how do you say it?
How do you say it?
How do you say I feel depressed or something, and maybe you end up losing your gun and your job,
right,
and all your guns?
I was angry.
Uh-huh.
And,
so
blah,
the
blah,
first
blah.
Class, Psychology and Firearms, anybody who owns guns should take this class.
Yeah.
And the second class, if you might be in type of law enforcement, you should take this class.
Law enforcement and corrections, too.
Yes.
Right?
Any type of anybody who carries a gun should consider these classes. And
that
that's
would,
Dr.
That
Gianni
would be
Pirelli.
Even people with a CCW permit, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody who has a gun should consider these classes.
Armed guards, things of that nature.
Yep. And these are the test case classes, and there'll be a lot of handouts and PowerPoints and everything, and they'll be answering all your questions.
Cool.
So you get
really
a clinical psychologist. He had to come in, and Marcus is a gunsmith extraordinaire, and he was in the IDF, and he shoots 1,000 yards and stuff all the time. And this class is something people have been asking for. The first class is half sold out. There's like three people already in the second class, which is in November, and which is phenomenal. So I'm really, really excited about that. This Tuesday, we have a shotgun test drive at Woodland Park Range.
Very
if
nice.
You're interested in buying any type of shotgun, you're going to shoot a huge selection of shotguns, different calibers, different platforms and everything, which is really, really cool. What I really wanted to talk about, though, is we have some ladies-only classes. On November 19th, we have a ladies-only steel plate shooting. It's for members. You have to be a female member, which we have plenty of. And that's on November 19th. It's on our website. And October 9th, we have a ladies-only urban pistol.
Nice.
Okay, which is really, really cool. So
yeah,
you might want to think about coming down for that. A couple of other things is we have a tactical steel course November 5th. It's going to be tactical shooting with all steel backstops.
You do that
and stuff
in a 50-yard range?
Yes, we do. And then in our Easton location at Easton Fish and Game, which we're the exclusive outside instructors there, we run gun for hire classes. We have a 3-gun course in November.
Oh, that's nice.
So introduction to three guns.
And shooting.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to be shooting an AR platform and a pump shotgun, our semi-auto, and your handgun.
Oh, the transitioning.
Transitioning drills and everything. So wow. I'm really excited about all of these classes. On September 27th, we have another Atenzia Kali class with defensive pen, which is extremely popular.
Great, everybody's taking that. I can't rave about that one more.
Everybody loves that. October 17th, we have Evan Knappen is coming back out for his another firearms and law seminar for New Jersey.
Those seminars are incredible.
And you know, we're still offering the best of the best. That's why we align ourselves with Kali and Knappen and Marcus Max and Dr. Gianni Pirelli and Bill Fearon and John Uzzolino, all of our instructors, you know, and Jimmy Grimenos, Building a Bear, Build Your Own AR. We have the best of the best here, and that's why we're so successful at what we do, you know. But the other thing I wanted to talk about while we're here is we're getting a lot more people from foreign countries.
South Africa last night,
the UK. And it's funny, they all love the FU Bloomberg Lounge because they've all heard of Bloomberg and his overreach.
Really, have they?
Yes, it's amazing.
Even in South Africa?
Yes, even in South Africa.
Wow.
Everyone's heard of Nanny Bloomberg and the things that he did into the city and what he passed. And they think it's funny. See, a lot of these states, you can still smoke in countries. You can still smoke in public and everything.
Right, yeah, sure.
And they find it amazing. But the thing that I find the most amazing is that they can't shoot, especially handguns, in their country.
Oh, yeah, right.
We had a group of five from Ontario the other day, and they just had a great time. We're bringing about 10 more guns into our rental fleet. A lot more people are asking for new guns, and we're going to have about 10 more, which I'll be announcing in the next week or two. Our cafe is still open normal hours, and we've been doing very, very well there. We're going to be rolling out a huge selection of a Jersey Pride thing. We're going to be having a lot of pork roll dishes.
Nobody knows what pork roll is except for New Jersey, right?
Yeah, some of us call it Taylor ham.
Yeah,
some of
Taylor
us
ham.
Call it pork roll.
Yeah.
But we're going to be introducing a new lineup in the cafe as the fall hits.
How cool.
Because we want to be showcasing a Jersey tradition. For our listeners out of state, just Google pork roll, P-O-R-K-R-O-L-L, or T-A-Y-L-O-R-H-A-M. Now, Taylor Ham is a trade name like a Band-Aid.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
We can't really use that without permission, but pork roll would be, you know, like calling it a bandage, a plastic bandage.
Right.
But check it out, and we're going to be offering like about 12 signature
items on our menu.
It,
yeah, because, I mean, there are two things you can't get outside of New Jersey. One is a decent Kaiser roll, or actually out of the New York metro area, you can't get a decent bagel because nobody knows what the hell they are. The things they sell in Atlanta are rolls.
It's a facsimile.
Yeah, it's a facsimile
of a bagel. That's what I tell everybody. In New Jersey, gentlemen, ladies, we can judge a bagel by its weight.
Yes.
If I pick a bagel up and it feels like it's made of plutonium, then it's a good bagel. If I pick it up and it feels like it's lighter than air, like a dirigible, it's garbage.
Yeah, it's garbage. You don't even eat it.
Okay, it's garbage.
It's a Lender's.
But so pork roll or Taylor ham. Now you have one more reason to come visit the range. Because our first signature sandwich is called the Tech 9. It's three pieces of cheese, three pieces of Taylor ham, and three eggs.
Oh my God.
Okay? The Tech 9. So 3, 3, and 3. That's a signature dish we have at the range. You need to come down and try that.
That's a typical thing though in Jersey, right? Taylor ham, egg, and cheese.
Yes.
Right? That's the typical breakfast breakfast sandwich.
Get an Anthony special, which is a Tech 9 Taylor ham, well done. Black pepper and ketchup on that biatch, and you will be
ketchup,
happy.
Ketchup? Really? You put ketchup
on
Taylor ham?
I like a little ketchup.
Really?
Yeah,
that's almost sacrilegious.
I like the tartness. Well, it's a vegetable. It makes it healthy.
Yeah, you were listening to a guy who the other day had a piece of apple pie and said his doctor told him he needs to eat more fruit.
So what's and carrot cake
and
is a
carrot
vegetable.
Carrot cake is a vegetable.
Cream cheese. And if you eat cheesecake, cheese is a protein.
Okay.
What?
Well, no.
This is from a guy who lost 105 pounds in 6.5 months. Yeah, I can say whatever I want.
You pretty much can. Give all the type of diet advice you want.
50 more to go.
50 more to go.
Thank you all.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, the svelte Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Remember, please, if you want to support this sausage factory, soon to be Taylor Ham Factory, from what I hear, You can buy an I Will Not Comply shirt, and the proceeds go there. We're going to be having a whole lot more shirts as the fall come in, and different kinds of selections. You can get a magnet. You can get all kinds of I Will Not Comply gear here. We do thank you again. And you want to stop by, if you're in the Philadelphia area, stop by Jose's place at Philly Firearms Training or PhillyGunTraining.com and ask him for your free t-shirt and 50% off your training class, and tell him we told you to go there and ask. We love you guys. See you next week. From sea to the shine.